This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Wow. What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
One more on the bracket with the Johnnies, and we're getting excited about that. Do you, A, are you allowed to fill out a bracket?
Yeah, I guess so. I haven't yet. Like, okay. I don't bet on college basketball. I've said that before.
Right, so like, that's what I'm saying. Like, I don't even know what the rules are if you're allowed to fill out a bracket.
I'm sure I can.
Like, did you last year or the years before?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, of course. By the way, everybody's into it. Like, already, my son's got it. His whole team's got one already. Fourth and fifth graders.
So now, where does that start? Meaning, like, is it a coach that says, all right, players, we're going to do our brackets?
It starts on the iPad. Like, they've got their various group chains, God, like certain groups and stuff.
I'm thinking, got to print it out and fill it out, but no, it's all
digital. Yeah, no, one of the dads, Al, great guy, he put together a fantasy football draft for the boys last year, and they did it. And he put together a March Madness bracket challenge for the boys this year.
Yeah, I don't know what it is. Now, I was more into Selection Sunday this year than I've been in years past. Obviously, it's because of St. John's, right?
Yep.
Vested interest in there with you, with the show, all that stuff. But as far as filling out the bracket, now when push comes to shove, and the tournament actually starts tonight, right? You get the opening games?
Yeah.
Okay.
First four.
Now, not that you need to fill out the bracket for that, usually just by Thursday morning. It's just so different for me, man. I'll tell you, one of the things, even though college basketball was down on the list or is down on the list for me as far as my favorite sports go, It was one of my favorite things ever. Coming here to the fan, the old studios, hanging out on that Thursday, opening day of the tournament, Mike and Chris would buy pizza for everybody. So the whole, it was Mike specifically. Yeah, thank you, Dope, for clarifying. Mike would buy pizza, you know, dog.
And dog a little
alligator
cheap at the
arms.
Buck here?
Yeah,
really?
Alligator.
Is that true?
Yeah, oh,
with all that money?
Dude, come on.
Come on.
Mike.
Dog is cheap?
I told you about Mike. Would be peeling off the couple of hundies to
when you're going
go
on, a date.
On a date.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Mike buying the pizza for everybody.
Yeah.
Mike would buy, like, if he wanted pizza, he'd buy a whole fresh pie. He'd take his slice or two and then give the rest to everybody. Dog was like, hey, do you have 75 cents for Wheat Thins? And he would be, yes, dude. Hitting me, Giannotti up. Yeah.
Really?
I mean, not that Dog didn't take care of us, because he did in certain ways. But
what
of the two of them,
there were times
Dog would bring in lunch and things
like that
for the group. But Mike was way more generous with the dollar than Doggy.
All right.
Anyway, so the point was, but like the hangout, to be there and to see these guys, we had the four TVs up, and crappy four old TVs back there, but just the feel of it and then grading the brackets. Like I said, I used to, one of the initiation things being a part of that show was whoever was on that show had to grade the, I used to take stacks of the papers, the tournament, you know, sheets, home and grade them on the weekends as they were happening. So
grade them.
Yeah,
I know what you mean. I used to do that with the weekly football pools when I first got in the biz. I'd take them home and I'd mark them out.
If they weren't set by Monday morning, like, my ass was in trouble. You thought Mike getting on that is, you know, come on, that was nothing.
Did you collect the money too? Because I ran the whole thing. Like, I started it as I would just get the money.
Yeah, I think
pay out the winners.
I was like the point man, not all the time, but there was a certain, you know, period of, you know, 2-3 years. Where I was the guy, all right, come to me. And then it started to go all digital, and it just started to lose its luster a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Point is, long-winded, fun story, I don't think I have him in fill out a bracket. So what? So I can pick St. John's and win? Like,
yeah.
I want to root for the team you want to root for anyway.
I know. Well, you know what? I know what you mean. Now, I'm not going to race to do a bracket. I think we'll do it as a family. I know my son wants to do it with me, so I'll definitely do something.
Totally. Yeah. We're a family, whatever.
Do something like that.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, we'll get her involved. But I wonder from your perspective, and even mine, like if I wasn't doing St. John's, I'm sure I would feel, well, I already feel differently about the college game. I've just reinvigorated that St. John's is finally good again. There's a lot of things I can't stand about the college game. I've put that on the record many times. But do you think maybe some of your interest has waned? Not because of maybe lack of familiarity with the teams, but so many of the Titan coaches have retired. Calhoun, Boeheim, guys that used to be on Mike's show all the time. You think that that's got Jay Wright?
I do think that's a big part of it because me personally, like I didn't go to a big school, okay? So I grew up kind of rooting for Syracuse just because I love Marv Albert and he was a Syracuse guy, whatever, and they were a prominent broadcasting school. But my fandom or rooting interest is the better way to use it. Came from listening to Mike and Chris having these coaches on. Even as recently as, I don't know, 5-10 years ago, whenever I last started filling out brackets, I used to pick Coach Cal, wherever he was, Calipari, all the way, just because I loved him. So, I do think a part of that, not having the Titans like Boeheim and Calhoun at the top, not even in the game, but even the other guys at the top of their game, I do think that that's hurt.
There's not a lot of name recognition with coaches. Now, I'll tell you, the Big East has a lot of great guys. I think the Big East, I said this yesterday, in terms of percentage, because they only have, they have a lot fewer schools than these massive conferences. I think percentage-wise, I think the Big East has the best percentage of elite coaches. Forget about Rick, who's number one, but Shock is tremendous, and obviously McDermott's very good at Creighton. And like, there's a lot of winners in that conference. Obviously, Danny Hurley, back-to-back championships. Even Chris Holtman at DePaul's got a nice little resume before he went there. So there are very quality coaches, but Shaka Smart sits down and are you going to really listen to him talk about it? Like,
I'm not trying to knock him.
No, that's not a knock at all.
It's not the pedigree there.
That's what I mean. There's something about the old timers, like Calhoun going out there and being raw and dropping a few F bombs and being a little off color and being a little unpredictable. That has been taken away, maybe because society is kind of squeezed, and that's why a lot of these coaches saying, I'm out of here. It's not fun anymore.
That's definitely a part of it. And
what kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
How about the idea that these teams changing conferences, also a big part of it? Because familiarity, if you're an outside fringe fan like me, like, okay, I know what the Big East is. I know what the ACC is. I know what the Big Ten is. Now, like, you have no idea. Teams are changing so frequently.
USC's what, in the Big Ten?
It's not the same as it was. So that also takes away, like, when you're filling out a bracket and you don't watch all the time, you're like, okay, well, at least I'll go either with the big coach, I'll go based off of the conference, and there's some kind of theme. The third thing for me would probably be the way that we gamble in today's day and age, where it used to be a special thing. You fill out the bracket, you've got action, up and down, you know, all these. And now it's just like, I could bet any game.
It's a good point.
Every which way I want. Why fill out a bracket where you're going to be?
That's
like
a good point.
You know what I mean?
It's a good point. Yeah, a lot of people don't want to bet, though, like a couple of hundred bucks on St. John's to cover the 17.5. A lot of people will.
Yeah, whatever, right.
But, like, so maybe that's your way of kind of sticking your toe in the betting pool without, you know,
being fill out a $20 bracket, you're not getting hurt.
You get a little taste here and there. You X them out. What I do is when I get one right, I highlight it with a yellow highlighter.
Right.
When I get it wrong, I just X it out.
I know.
It's different, though. Even like North Carolina, Hubert Davis, and we love Hubert as a Nick. I think he's a gentleman, but Is Hubert Davis particularly interesting?
No.
Is John Shire at Duke particularly? Not really.
Yeah, you're right, Coach K. Even those guys, forgot about those guys.
He still got Izzo, but Mark Few, great coach. Is he really interesting? I don't think Lute Olson at Arizona, no longer with us. Like, he was a great fixture. It's just, and just because it changes doesn't mean that it can't be good. Our perspective might be diluted a bit, but I really do believe that the lack of characters in the game, it's like one thing to not really know a lot of the players, which a lot of people don't, because now it's, you know, the stars are here for 1 year. And like, I'll give you an example. I was bouncing around channels last night real fast, and Requiem for Big East, remember the 30 for 30?
Yes.
That came on last night, and I could not stick with it. I had no intention of why I had other stuff to do. It comes on, let me record it, let me help out the kids. We went out to dinner with a couple of families, I said, for St. Paddy's. Now I'm watching this again, and I want to show Colt the old Big East, like the fights and the rivalries and the craziness and what St. John's used to look like. Dude, every player was a senior or a junior.
Yeah, I know.
Pearl, Patrick, Mullen, Walter Berry, I mean, McLean and Pickney from Villanova, Billy Donovan. Like, they're all upperclassmen. Just very different.
You were able to, even if you didn't lock in every single night to a specific program, you were able to still keep up with the storylines, and you were more familiar with the players and the teams because they stayed there.
No question.
Longer. Or the coaches, you had familiarity. Now there's definitely a lack of that. Before we break, BT, Zoo has an update here. I guess the All-Americans, would you say there, Zoo? All-Americans have been...
Got a little something on RJ?
Oh, yeah. We got All-American teams here, and we do have a little local in there. RJ Lewis made the second team All-American.
Second team. Okay. That's awesome. I saw that he was up for the Dr. J, one of the five finalists for the Dr. J Top Small Forward Award in the country. Let's see. Obviously, Cooper Flagg is on that. So he's on the second team. Okay. That's awesome. I mean, that's not all Big East. That is the entire country. So
second
awesome job for RJ Lewis. Yeah, that's great.
And now you said yesterday he could be a first-round pick if he decides to enter the draft.
Yeah, but this is the beautiful thing about the NIL, right? So, you know, I've got a sense of what he's making. You know, just a neighborhood issue. I won't divulge it. It's not as crazy as some people think.
He could be okay, but he's making more. He could be making more potentially than if he goes to the NBA.
Well, think about this: if RJ Lewis right now is not prominently on first round mocks,
right?
Every mock has him in the second round, and he's been moving up closer to basically the top of the second round.
Okay,
if you go bonkers here against some of these big time teams, I think he absolutely could be a late first round pick, and I know he's going to be an NBA player. The point is, though. Because now they've changed the rules. They give the kids, which is smart, more time to make a decision and to go through the process more intelligently. If he doesn't think he's going to be a first-round pick, and he might not be, then St. John's could very easily say, hey, listen, here's an extra $150,000, $200,000, $300,000. Come back, work on the jump shot, put on 5 more pounds of muscle. Let's go and win 35 games next year and win the championship.
Right, and I'm putting you in a better spot to get drafted at a higher spot next year.
Yes. Yeah,
the NIL is just so...
It opens up a lot. Like, a lot of people think it's just, all right, let me give you $1 million to bring you from, you know, the ACC to the Big 12 or the Big 10. Yeah, there's an element of that as well. St. John's basically did that with Kadari.
Right.
Not quite $1 million, but that was within the conference. But what you can also do is you can incentivize players who... might make a, like, rather than get a two-way contract with the NBA and the G League, hell, stay another year, and if that's the case, be coached by one of the masters of all time, tighten up the handle, again, put on 7 more pounds of functional muscle and become a man, like a physical man, and then go be a first-round pick and make the same money.